Welcome to the October issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month, we bring you six research papers covering a wide range of topics in audio engineering, as well as a pair of reports on two recent international conferences and a feature on mixing and artificial intelligence. Neatly in tune with this month's feature article, our first paper tackles the topic of compressor automation. Machines can learn how human sound engineers do their job, and in this case, the authors have studied how real human engineers control dynamic range compressors when mixing, subsequently creating algorithms that automate the process. As a result, the user need only set the threshold for the amount of compression, and the machine does the rest. Listening tests were used to confirm the results, comparing them with those created by human sound mixers. Warren Kuntz presents an overview of multiport acoustic models for audio signal processing in an attempt to bring a different light to play on the understanding of audio systems. All sorts of system functions can be modeled as a network or cascade of two-port or multiport elements, and this provides insights that may not be evident in equations and code, says Kuntz. It's now possible to create models of musical instruments embedded in a full 3D environment, says Stefan Bilbao and Craig Webb. Here, they use a timpani drum as a test case, using finite difference time domain modeling. It's particularly suitable for parallelized hardware, they say, and using the NVIDIA Tesla architecture, the drum model can include high-impact non-linearity of the membrane and the air, as well as non-uniform tension of the membrane. From Corey Portnoff and his colleagues, we hear about new measurement techniques for portable listening devices. It's important because such devices can generate high levels over long periods of time, and hearing damage is possible. Using a dosimetry system and a clinical probe microphone, they were able to evaluate the sound exposure in a real-world setting, including the listener's behavior over time. The perceived quality of realistic digital radio broadcasting systems is the topic of a paper by Jan Berg with colleagues from his university and Swedish Radio. They were particularly concerned with determining the minimum acceptable quality for DAB Plus systems, where the quality can easily be degraded by bandwidth constraints, number of channels, and conflicting auxiliary services. They discovered that data rates below 160 kilobits per second can significantly degrade the quality of certain types of material, and to be truly transparent, it may be necessary to use bit rates close to 300 kilobits per second when using the current generation of codecs. In this month's final paper, Knud Thornburg and Klaus Futtrup discuss the frequency dependence of loudspeaker suspensions, following up on their previous work in the area. Although their previous model had used lumped parameters with a mechanical resistance proportional to frequency, the latest one includes the frequency dependence of the suspension's compliance using the so-called LOG model. They show that the new model accurately fits the measured loudspeaker magnitude and phase impedance curves, and the improved accuracy is achieved with the addition of only one parameter. October's Standards News contains an editorial by Mark Young on the important topic of audio network interoperability. With the recent and highly popular release of the AES 67 standard on that subject, it's this month's hot topic and stands to be at least as important as the AES EBU interface of yesteryear in ensuring that digital audio systems can talk to each other successfully. The late summer saw two important AES conferences take place within a week of each other, one in Finland and the other in the United Kingdom. We offer reports on both of them this month, the 51st on loudspeakers and headphones, and the 52nd on sound field control. Make sure to catch up on what you missed if you didn't manage to join your colleagues for these occasions. Francis Rumsey reviews mixing and artificial intelligence research in this month's feature article, highlighting work published at recent AES events that shows how mixing engineers' skills can be emulated and automated by machines. Mixing engineers are not yet made redundant by new technology, but there are a number of common trends in the ways people mix, it seems. This knowledge can enable automatic systems to deliver a mix somewhere close to what a human engineer might achieve. There is also a role for novel controllers and technology-assisted mixing tools to make the human engineer's job more straightforward in the age of multiple channels and 3D mixing. It's also time to get your paper proposals in for two upcoming events publicized in the October issue. The 55th Conference on Spatial Audio comes up next summer in Finland, while the 136th Convention will take place in Berlin in late April. All this together with more news of local AES sections, recent products, and a review of our valued sustaining members await in this month's AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.